Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Bless thee.
מזמור בבית, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול, ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עני ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי הארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Tevet, Mizmor Le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the God.
Bekerem Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le asav,
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
Oppression of the poor, have I arrived? Help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evilest ways. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation. Liberation is a must. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, well, now, yeah. Slavery, oh, slavery. We still living in slavery. Slavery, oh, slavery, yeah. Look around, it's still slavery. Slavery won't provide a job. Slavery driving the people mad. Make no for the youth, same world. Feed hungry families, feed hungry families. They took the chains from off our feet, yet our minds are still bound. Just like the boundaries in South Africa, they divided and conquered us all. That's why we Africans them fall. That's why we Africans them fall. Slavery, our slavery, yeah. We still living in slavery. Slavery, oh slavery, look around, it's still slavery. Slavery built ghettos for the poor and creating a town for the rich. Makes it so appealing over there. Enough of them get rich and sweet. Enough of them get rich and sweet. Trying, I never get well headed yet. So slavery, oh slavery, yeah. We still live in slavery. Slavery, oh slavery, look around, it's still slavery. Look at the workers in the free zones, working away their bones. Just like my brothers in South Africa, the land is ours, but we're still not free. The land is ours, but we're still not free. Oh well now, liberation is a must. Hey, 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 hey. Away my brother is still raping my sister. We Africans must fight. This victory will be good over evil. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause we never be satisfied. No, no, no. Until all Africans are free. Until to feed hungry families, feed hungry families. Liberation is a must. Oh well now, yeah. Oh, 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 Shiloh. Thank you.
echas para atrás. Conmigo no te metes, ya es mi lanza. Vengo con relámpago, fuego y centella. A machuca, Satanás, fuego.
Study this, I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
The field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahai-roi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar.
Israel, Sini, Sini, Ethiopia, Hoy, Sini, here, 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 Shabbat Toldot, here the Rishon, the first Aliyah, the Rishon Aliyah, first reading, the first up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Toldot, here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereshith, Genesis chapter 25, here at verse 19, the generations of Yitzhak, hear, Shema Yisrael. With Eile Toldota, Yitzhak ben Abraham, Abraham Holid et Yitzhak. And these, with Eile, and these are the generations, Toldot, and these are the generations, with Eile Toldot Yitzhak, and these, the generations of Isaac, of Yitzhak. Ben Abraham, son of Abraham, Abraham's son. Abraham holid et Yitzhak. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac, Yitzhak, was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, to Isha, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban, the Syrian. And Yitzhak entreated Yahweh, Jehovah, for Ishto, for his wife, because she was barren. And Yahweh and Jehovah, he who be, who he be, was entreated of him. And Rebekah, Ishto, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus, like this? And she went to inquire of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and Yahuwah and Jehovah said to her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And Yod Hey Wahey, and he who be who he be, said to her, why Yomari Hoa Laha, two nations are in thy womb, Shine Goyim Bitanech, and two people shall be separated from thy bowels. Ushnea leu mima mia mea aich yiparedu. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. Ul oma mil oma ye emat. And the elder shall serve the younger. With Rav, ya it moda sa'ir. The birth of Esau and Yaakov, verse 24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over, like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau, and they called his name Esau. With Yetze ha Rishon, ha Rishon, Admoni, Kulo, K, Ademet, Sear, Waika Reu, Shemo Esau. And the first came out red, and the first came out Admoni, ha Rishon Admoni, Waitse ha Rishon Admoni, Kulo K Adaret, K Adaret, all over, like a hairy garment. Kuloa ka adreta se ar. And they called his name Yaikreu Ashmo Esau. Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name Shemo was called Yaakov. And Yitzhak and Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. With Achreya Kena Yatza Achiu, with Yado, or Chazet, or Chazeta Ba Ikev, Ba Ikev. Esau. And after that came forth his brother, with Achreya Kena Yatza Achiu, and his hand with Yado, and his hand had hold on Esau's heel, with Yado, Ochzeta ba Ikeva Esau, and his name was called Jacob, and his name was called Yaakov. Wayikara Shemo Yaakov, and Isaac was 80 years old when she bore them. The sale of the birthright. The sale of the birthright, verse 27. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Yaakov and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. Why are you good to lu? And they grew ha ni arim. Why you get the lu? And they grew ha ni arim. And the boys grew. Why you he I saw wa isha yo dea sa'id. And Esau was a cunning hunter. Was a man that was a cunning hunter, a man of the fields, Ish Sadeh, a man of the fields, and Jacob, Yaakov, with Yaakov, Ish Tam. And Jacob was a quiet man, with Yaakov, Ish Tam. And Jacob was a perfect man, a quiet man, Yoshev or Halim, dwelling in tents. And Yitzhak and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Yaakov, feed me, I pray thee, I, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. Edom. Vayomer Esau illa Yaakov, halla yateini na min ha Adom. And Esau said to Yaakov, to Jacob, Vayomer Esau illa Yaakov, let me swallow, I pray that I, some of this red pottage, for I am faint. Why yomer Esau el Yaakov, hala yateini na min ha Adom, hazeh ki ayef anoki al kena karo shemo Edom. Therefore was his name called Edom. Then Yaakov and Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Why yomer Yaakov, mikra kayom et bikoratika li. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Why yomer Yaakov, mikra. And Jacob said, sell me first thy birthright. Wayomeria ikoba mikara kayoma eta bikoratikali. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall the birthright do to me? And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do? Shall this birthright do to me? Wayomer Esau. Hine anoki holek la mut with lamazali abikora. And Yaakov and Jacob said, swear to me, swear to I this day. And he sweared to him. And he sold his birthright. And he sold his birthright to him. Wayomer Yaakov, he is Shabba'a. He shava'a li kayom. Why yishava lau. Why yimakor eta bekorato li ya'ikob. And Jacob said, swear to me first. Why ya'ikob. And Jacob, slika, why yomer Yaakov? And saying, Yaakov, he shava'a li, swear to me first, kayom this day, why yishava, and he swore to him, why yishava lau. Wayayi makora eta bikorato li Yaakov. And Jacob and Yaakov, Yaakov and Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. So Esau, and like this, Esau despised ha bikora, despised the birthright. Despise his birthright. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 26. The Abrahamic covenant confirmed to Yitzhak, to Isaac. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Yitzhak went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, to Gerar. And Jehovah appeared to him and said, go not down into Mitzrayim. Go not down into Egypt, Mitzrayim, into Kemet. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee, the I of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, the I, and will bless thee, the I. For to thee, the I, and to thy seed, Zerikah, the I race, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear to Abraham, Abikah, Abraham thy father, and I will make Zarikah, that I see the I race to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give to Zarikah, that I see the I race all these countries, and in Zarikah, and in the I see the I race shall all the nations of the earth, of the earthly plain be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the second aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering here for this Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generations. The lapse of Yitzhak, the lapse of Isaac. Why Yeshiva Yitzhak be Gerar. And Isaac dwelt. Why Yeshiva Yitzhak in Gerar, be Gerar, in Gararen, the men of the place asked him of Ishto, of Eshto, of Sato, asked him of his wife, of his woman. And he said, she is Achoti, Achoti, Hitte, she is my sister. For he feared to say, she is Ishti, Ishti, Ishti. He feared to say that she is my wife, Eshti, Oseti, she is my Isha, my woman. Lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebecca, because she was fair, aitavo, beautiful. She was a beauty to look upon. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Yitzhak, Isaac, was sporting with Rebekah, Ishto, Oseto, and Isaac was sporting. And behold, Isaac, Yitzhak, was sporting with Rebekah, Eshto, his Isha, his wife. And Abimelech called Yitzhak Isaac and said, behold, of a surety, she is Ishteka. She is the Isha, Osteteka, the Isha. And how, saidest thou, she, Achoti, she, Hite, she is my sister. And Yitzhak and Isaac said to him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done to us, to I and I? One of the people might lightly have lying with Ishteka, Osteka, with the I Oset, with the I Isha, with the I wife. And thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us, upon I and I. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that toucheth this man, or Ishto, or Esheto, or Seto, or his Isha, or his wife, shall surely be put to death. Then Yitzhak, then Isaac, sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And Jehovah,
Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more, 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 and be no more.
Mizmor, Mizmor Lamei Tet, Mizmor Lamei Tet, Lamnat Eyach, and Libitun, Mizmor Lidawi. For the leader, for the overcomer, the chief musician, Lamnat Eyach, Libitun. For Jedutun, Mizmor, a chant, Isis, a song, Lidawi, a psalm of David. Lamnat Eyach, Libitun, Mizmor Lidawi. Amarti, Eshmera Dirakai, Mechto Vilshon, Eshmera Lefi, Machsom, Beod Rasha, Le Negdi. I said, Amarti, I will give heed to my ways. Eshmera Dirakai, that I sin not with my tongue. Meyachito, Meyachito, from sinning, from arcing up, from missing the mark. Meyachito, Vilishoni, be Lishoni, with Lishoni, with my tongue. Eshmera Lefi, Machsom, I will keep a curb upon my mouth. Eshmera Lefi, I will guard my mouth. Eshmera Lefi, Machsom, with a bridle, a curb. The Od Rasha Le Negdi, while the Od, the wicked Rasha, is before me. Le Negdi. Amarti Eshmera Dirakai, Meichito Vilishon, Eshmera Lefi, Machsom, the Od Rasha Le Negdi. I was dumb with silence, I held my peace and had no comfort, and my pain was held in check. Nelamti adumiya, hecheshti mito, ukaevi neekar. I was dumb with silence. Nelamti dumiya. Dumiya, I was dumb. Ne'elamti, silent dumiya. I was dumb. Ne'elamti, dumiya. Hecheshti mito. I held my peace. I restrained myself. Hecheshti me from tov, from good. Hecheshti mito. I held my peace. Had no comfort. I restrained myself from good. Hecheshti mito, ukaevi neekar, and my pain, ukaevi, 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 and my pain neekar, was held in check. Cham libi bikarbi, by gigi. Tivar Eish, Dibarti Bil Shoni, my heart waxed hot within me. Cham, cham, hot, cham libi, my heart libi, cham libi, cham, hot, my heart was hot, cham libi. Bikurbi, within me, in the midst of me, bikurbi, hamli bi, bikurbi, bah gigi, tivar esh. While I was musing, while I was meditating, hagia, higion, bah gigi, higigi, while I was agitating, meditating, musing, bah gigi, tivar esh, tivar. The fire, kindle the fire, tivar esh, tivar esh, bahagigi, tivar esh. Dibarti, bilishoni, then spoke I, dibarti, I had spoken, dibarti, then spoke I, bilishoni, with my tongue. Hodaini, Yahuwah, kitzi. Umidata yamai, mahi, Eda Mechadel Ani. Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, we be. Make me, make I, to know mine end. Hod'eini, cause me to know. Hod'eini, Yahuwah. Hod'eini, Yahuwah. Kitsi, kitsi, my end. Kitsi, my end. Umidata yamai mahi. And the measure of my days. U and midat, the measure. Yamai, yamai, my days. Umidat yamai. And the measure of my days. Mahi. What it is or what she. What she. Ma, what he. She. Mahi. Umidat yamai. Mahi. Eda me chadel ani. Let me make I know. Eda to know so that I would know. Eda to know so that I know. Eda me chadel me. What chadel? What shortness? How short? How short-lived? How short? Me chadel. Ani, 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 I, eda, me, chadel, ani. Hine, at, efahota, natata, yamai. We, chaldi, k, ayin, negdeka, akakola, hevel, kol, adam, nitzab, selah. Behold, hine, hine, look, see, here it is. Hine. Ifahot, behold, thou hast made my days as hand breaths. Ifahot, hand breaths. Hine, ifahot, hand breaths. Natata yamai, natata yamai. Yatata, natata has given, has been given the days, the sense of thou hast made my days as hand breaths. Hine tefachot natata yamai we cheladi k'ayin negdeka 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 and mine age mine age we cheladi and mine age is as nothing k'ayin k'ayin ayin ayin nothing ayin. K'ayin, k'ayin, with chaldi k'ayin, as nothing. Negdeka, negdeka, before, in front, before the eye. Akol hevel, kol adam anitzav, selah, surely, ak, for sure, ak, surely, ak, surely, call all. Hevel, hevel, all is vanity, all is hevel, hevel, hebel, all is hebel. Ak, call hebel, call Adam. Surely all is vain, all is vanity, all Adam, all man, all Adam, call Adam. Nitzav, nitzav, nitzav. Surely every man at his best estate is altogether vanity. Selah, selah, pause. Hebraically, this verse right here, at his best estate, nitzav, 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 nitzav. Call, ak, call hevel, call adam, nitzav. Translated as, surely every man is altogether vanity, at his best estate is altogether vanity. Hebraically, when standing firm, nitzav, ak, for sure, call hevel, all vanity, all is vanity, call Adam, surely all is vanity, all man, all Adam, nitzav, when standing firm. At his best estate, nitzav, when standing firm in his fullest vitality, even then he is nothing. But Hebel, call Hebel, but Hebel, vanity, Hebraically, Hebel, enunciated as Hebel, a vapor, Hebel, a puff, call Hebel, surely all puffs, all vapor, call Adam, surely all vapor, all Adam, all man is vapor, needs up, even when standing firm, he is devoid of substance. Even when he has 10 toes down, surely, I call Hevel, call Adam, Nitzab, Selah, pause, Diasama.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more, no more, no more, no more. Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah, Selah, Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. See, 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 see. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more, no more, no more, no more, no more.
Fashion.
מזמור למתת למנצח לדותון, מזמור לדוד. אמרתי אשמרה דרכי מחתו ולשוני, אשמרה לפי מחסום בעוד רשע לנגדי. נעלמתי דומיה, החשיתי מטוב, וכאבי נעקר. חם ליבי בקרבי, בהגיגי תבער אש, דיברתי בלשוני. הודיעני אדוני קיצי, ומדת ימי מהי, הדעה מחדל אני. הנה תפחות נתת ימי, וחלדי כאיים נגדך. אך כל הבל, כל אדם ניצב סלע. אך בצלם יתהלך איש, אך הבל יהמיון, יצבור ולא ידע מי אוספם. ועתה מה קיוויתי אדוני, תוכלתי לך היא. מכל פשעי הצילני, חרפת נבל אל תשימני. נעלמתי לא אפתח פי, כי אתה עשית. הסר מעלי נגעך, מתגרת ידך אני חליתי. בתוכחות על אבון ניסרת איש, ותמס כעש חמודו, אך הבל כל אדם סלע. שמעה תפילתי אדוני, ושבעתי האזינה, אל דמעתי אל תחרש, כי גר אנוכי עמך, תושב ככל אבותי. השע ממני ואבלידה, בטרם אלך ואינני.
Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me, I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebuke dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more, 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 and be no more.
know, there's areas of scripture where we'll feel, say, that we don't like, or maybe a passage or a certain area of scripture. It could be a verse or something about a verse or something about a word in scripture that, you know, we just don't like. You know, we're like, yeah, it's the Bible. It's the word of God. It's the word of Jah, you know, and we are true in that, in that sentiment, in that thought, in that mind, that yes, we are for the Most High, and yes, we love His Word. But this area right here, you know, you find those areas you come across in Scripture if you really go through the Scripture and you study, you seek Him, you know, while He may be found, right? And it's revelation. The Word is that revelation of the true good, the true God. But there's areas of Scripture, maybe a word sound. For example, there's Psalm 39. In the KJV, the King James Version, the 13th, well, let's go right here. Let's go to the verse right here, because there is 14 verses in the Hebrew numbering of the verse, and this is the 13th verse in the KJV. It's the verse that reads here, O spear me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. O spear me. So here we have the Hebrew, hasha mimeni, where avliga, bitremelek, where eneni. Oh, spear me, but it's brought out here as look away from me. Hasha mimeni, hasha mimeni. Now we zoom in on this 13th verse in the King James Version of the Lamed Et, the 39th Psalm. It's called an elegy. An elegy, we defined the term previously and before. An elegy is like, we call it like the Hebrew blues. It's like it seems to be like a sad song. And there's some psalms that are like that. Now, in the royal order, Davidic worship, you know, we have our daily, you know, the standing psalms, you know, the evening psalms, and then we have the daily psalms, you know, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. So in going through the psalms, it gives us opportunity, since we have like a daily psalm per day, you know, there's a daily psalm for each of the days in the Shana, right, in the Amet, the Udet, the Amet, you know, as the year goes round. And so we tend to address all the psalms, right? I'll say even dare say the good, the bad, and even psalms that are, when we say ugly, it's not because the poetry or the meaning or the words are, but how the translation, how we have gotten accustomed to hearing the psalm. Like, for example, here, today's psalm and this psalm says, "Oh, spear me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more." In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, the English translation, the Targum is, "Look away from me, that I may take comfort before I go hence and be no more." So the part that is similar and more or less the same in both is the second part, what we call the B part of the verse, the second part of the verse, "Before I go hence, comma, and be no more." That's the same. The first part, KJV, the King James Version, the translation that the authorized, you could say, you know, version translation, 400 year, we could say translation, "Oh, spear me, comma, that I may recover strength." Now, the Hebrew translates it to English as, "Look away from me, look away from me." So we have spear me, look away, and here we have the Hebrew sha'ah, sha'ah, sha'aha, sha'ah, 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 and sha'ah, according to the Strong's definition, the Strong's is the H8159, the H8159. So here we have a primitive root, which means to gaze at something, to gaze about something in a proper sense, like for help, sha'a, sha'a. Now, what's interesting about this particular word here is that recently we were on a podcast, a radio discussion, reasoning every Shabbat, Sabbath evening, hosted by Lawrence Davis. We had Captain Azania, ISUPK, also Achi, Brother Yaniv, of the Israelites of, the Israelites of Dimona, the African Israelites, the Ben Ami, you know, the Ben Ami, Ben Israel community that went forward in the 60s, 70s, around that particular time. And so we reasoned the podcast is called What You Know About God and His Chosen People. So we had a discussion and a reasoning about food, you know, food, like what to eat, and food in the Bible. And it was a very, very, you know, it was a very, very good, informative, interesting, and hopefully we can build some more on it in, you know, sharing perspectives, you know, of the scripture and pointing to the scripture. And one verse, it was a good interchange, seeing that on some subject matters we are not in agreement, but one thing we're in agreement is that we, so-called black and brown, reddish-brown, you know, we say blacks, Hispanics, I'll say blacks and Negro Hispanics, you know, and also certain of the Native American tribes have a very strong and a credible Israelite heritage, right? But mainly, for us at least, you know, we the once lost now found black and brown peoples here, right, of the Beit Yisrael, right? And this verse here was pointed to. Now, I'm pointing to this because there's a few very interesting correspondences here in the season, right? We have Psalm 39. Now, Psalm 39 coming forward in the season here for the 12th, right? For the 12th, right? Now, this reasoning about what we're going to reason on verse 13 and also some other key words in the Psalm. Now, in our discipleship and ministry, we've gone through and seek to go through the full of the psalm, get to the groundation, the Mesertawi, as His Majesty refers to the Hebrew, the foundational language, also the Royal Amharic, also check and compare, contrast, and the Septuagint as well, some of the ancient, we could say, versions of the scripture, and to bring out, you know, a better sense of it, you know, to get a better grasp as various psalms, you know, come through in the season, you know, in the season, in the Shana, in the year. So here we are at the 39th Psalm. And the podcast, the broadcast was about a day or so ago. And there was a point of reference concerning what to eat, what does Hashem, the Most High, say to eat, you know, from the beginning, the fall, before the fall, after the fall, and also looking to Revelation, to the fulfillment, right? And the verse that was going to here was Bereshis, Genesis chapter 4, and it was concerning the offerings of Cain and Hevel, right? Hevel in the Hebrew, Hevel. Some modern Yehudi and Jews would say Hevel, right? Or Havel. They'll pronounce it as Havel. So the distinction between Abel and the word for vanity is a nuance of pointing for Abel, Habel or Havel, and for vanity, Hevel or Hebel. But the root there, Hebel, right, is vanity, literally a puff, a vapor, like a puff of air, like something fleeting, something without permanence. Right? And so the pointing to this area of scripture, we find to be very interesting with today's Psalm, Psalm 39, because one of the key words in Psalm 39 is vanity, right, is vanity. It occurs in a few places within the psalm. We have over here, KJV would have this at verse 5, in the Hebrew it's at verse 6, where it says, surely every man at his best estate is altogether vanity. Now, the King James Version, let's just look right here, the King James Version, and see if we can get to the King James Version of this psalm right here. The King James Version would read it as, that's verse 5, it says, verily every man at his best state is altogether vanity, Selah. The Hebrew translation reads, surely every man at his best estate, so we have state and estate, is altogether vanity. So that's one of the places with vanity, right? And then we have in verse 11, KJV verse 11, which would be the Yod Beit, verse 11 be the Yod Beit in the Hebrew. Here it says, surely every man is vanity. And I think there's one other place as well, yeah, verse 6, where it says, surely for vanity they are in turmoil, right? That's from the Hebrew. Here it says, surely they are disquieted. They are disquieted in vain. Verse 6 in the King James Version, surely they are disquieted in vain. And here it says, surely for vanity. The Hebrew brings a sense of for vanity. Ak hevel yehemayun. Ak hevel yehemayun. Ak hevel or ak hevel yehemayun. Right? So we have at least three places. Let's see if we are accurate there. At least three places within today's psalm in Mizmor Lamed Tet, Psalm 39, Psalm XXXIX, an elegy. Right? An elegy. And here we have a kind of a little brief intro that speaks to the resemblance between this mizmor, this psalm, and also note, habarim, the distinction. There's the word in Hebrew for psalm, and there's the word for song. sometimes in some psalms, it will say a song, a psalm. So when we say mizmor, a psalm, a chant, Isis. So the resemblance between this psalm and the preceding is noticeable. So they're comparing Psalm 39 and Psalm 38. A sufferer in his distress pleads with Ha'el, with the power, the true good, true God, Ha'el Elohim. The language is more restrained, and the thought is deeper. His pleading at times develop into a questioning of divine providence. We can say within the Hebraic sense of the Yahuwah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, Yireh, Yireh, Jehovah Irie, Yireh. Yireh means to see, and providence, if you break down the word etymologically, like to provide is to see before. So here, at times, is a pleading that develops into a questioning of the divine providence. Now, there was one Christian scholar named Ewald who had judged the psalm, the Mizmor, Psalm 39, Lamed 8, to be, quote, indisputably the most beautiful of all the elegies in the Psalter, of all of the Hebrew blues, right? Hebrew blues, to bring out that sense even musically of what sort of a psalm it is, right? Or like a deep dub of blues, right? So we have the word vanity, which is hebel, which is likened to habel, right? Hevel, havel, hebel, habel, able, vanity, vain, puff, vapor, air, right? In this psalm three times. And then when we come to the concluding verse, in the KJV is verse 13, in the Hebrew is the Yod Dalet, right? Yod Dalet is the 14th verse, but to follow along in the King James Version at verse 13 where it reads, O spare me, which is more correctly look away, because we have sha'a. Now here's what's interesting about the word sha'a. When we go to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 4, verse 4, it says, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And Yahuwah, Jehovah had respect, keyword respect, to Abel, right, to Habel, and to his offering. Here the Hebrew, Vehebel hevi gamhu, mia bit korota sono, ua meyachela vehen, waya yisha, Yahuwah, illa hevel, we il mina chato. So here, bringing out the Hebrew sense and zooming in on the word respect, right? Respect. This is how the Western translations and the KJV translates Genesis 4 and 4. And Jehovah had respect. Waisha. So here in the Hebrew we have Waisha. So the word Yisha, etymologically, it's the same letters, right, as to save. Right? Now, if it was pointed as Y-Yosha, it would be to save, Y-Yosha. Here we have Y-Yisha, and here derives from the H-8159, Sha'a. Sha'a is to look at or to regard, to gaze at or to gaze about, The implication of Waisha Yahuwah, and Jehovah had respect, and Jehovah gazed at, or gazed about. The implication, inspected, considered, was compassionate, became or be nonplussed. Now, what's nonplussed? It's as looking around in amazement. You know, you're looking at something, wow, what, for real? That's interesting. Or even bewilderment. Now, of course, we dare not say that he who be we be was bewildered, but the sense of the amazement. Now, that brings out another level to the Bereshit narrative when we study it, but just to bring out the sense of respect. So he gazed upon. Why did Yahuwah, Jehovah, gaze upon or have respect in that sense? Right? Why Yisha, Yahuwah? Why did he have respect to Abel, right, to Abel, and to his offering, il hevel we il minchato, to his offering. Right, now that's a reasonment in itself right there. And just by zooming in on that word, say, okay, what's the word respect there? Then we saw it in the Hebrew, and it was immediately similar to the word for save, right? Y-Yosha. But it's pointed here as Y-Yisha. This is why pointing matters, Y-Yisha. Because if we read it otherwise, it'll be like, and Jehovah saved through Abel into his offering? No, that it would not really make Hebraic context there, but it brings out a very important teaching right here, both about Ayin and Abel, since Cain was the older one, Abel was the younger one. When Chava, or Chawa, when she gave birth or born Ayin, Cain, she gave a reason, as we have elsewhere, right? When children are born, often either the mother, right, would give a reasonment, as we have with the 12, you know, the 12 tribes of Yisrael, the 12 sons of Yisrael. But when Abel or Hevel was born, nothing was said, right? Now, there's an interesting note here, Abel, Hevel, right, in the Chumash, and it says that she, Chawa, right, Chawa or Chava, right, that she, Eve, called her two sons Cain and Abel, right, to imply that man's hold on this earth, the earthly plane, and thus deriving from Cain, right, Cain derives from the Kinyan is possession. It also can mean to buy in Hebrew. I say, ani, you know, leak notes, you know, etz zet, like I'm to buy, I would like, you know, like I'm to buy this, I buy this, the leak note, in that sense of possess, right? So we have the sense of possession, but is also Hebel. So some reason that Chawa's naming of her two sons, Cain and Abel, was to speak of Adam or man in that context, that his hold on the earth deriving from Cain, right? You know, inyan, possession, right? He has hold on the earth from Cain, right? She even said, you know, Watomer Kaniti. The reason why she called his name, right, Cain, right, is because she said Kaniti. Cain Kaniti. He's possession or to get from the Kana to get. I've gotten, right? Kaniti Ish. She says a Ish. Interesting, she calls Cain an Ish. She says Kaniti Ish et Yahuwah. Now, it's very significant what she says here, right, as we will see to build a little here and maybe more elsewhere. But then also the Hebel, so possession and vanity, possession and vanity, the two sons, possession and vanity. Then the note goes on to say that Chawa did not desire to make this pessimism explicit. She didn't make her pessimism about the, we could say, the human situation from such a time explicit. So scripture here does not give the Targum. So we don't get the Targum, the interpretation of Hebel, like we get the interpretation of Cain. Right? She bore Cain and she said, Kaniti, I have gotten a man. Right? Now, some say with the help of the Lord, in some versions with the help of the Lord, right? I've gotten a man of the Lord or from the Lord, so forth and so on. Right? Now, what's interesting is that she doesn't give any sort of description to Abel, right, to Abel. Abel is the second son, right? So from here, we get another sense, if we would follow the sense through the scripture and the scripture revealing the scripture, find a true point here and continue to build with other true points that don't contradict this true point, and you get overall truth. So from here, we get to see where the second child, because of, remember, this is the fall state. They're in the fall state. This is after the garden. This is like after idealism. You know, let's say it's after idealism, after the ideal situation and conditions had already passed and changed, right? So she doesn't give an interpretation of Abel's name. Abel's the second son, right? Yet in their offerings, Abel's offering, Wayisha, Yahuwah, had the regard, right, had the respect, right, the gaze, the regard, the respect of Jehovah. But it says to Cain, and to his offering, to Cain and to his offering, that he had not respect. And it's brought out right here where it says, Wa'il Cain, Wa'il Min Chato, and to Cain and to his Min Chato, his Minka, his offering, Lo Sha'a, right? So we have the Sha'a root. It confirms that even though the letters are the same letters for Yasha to save, that in that particular verbal form there, it's bringing out the root from not Yasha, but from Sha'a, which means to gaze or the sense of to have respect to. So that was an interesting point there, especially because of the Hebel, Abel, and vanity. Vanity, puff, a vapor, a breath, right? The implied, as we have in Psalm 39, of a kind of a transitory state, lacking permanence, as in the first place that vanity, Havel, appears in Psalm 39, Mizmor Lamed Et, is where it says, Akol Havel, Kol Adam Nitzav Selah. Surely every man, every Adam, right, every Adam at his best estate or when standing firm, Nitzav, right, Nitzav, is altogether vanity or is altogether Havel, is altogether able. Akol Havel, Akol Adam. So it's interesting the link between able, right, and Adam. So we see some very interesting things going on in the beginning, and we need to, you know, scrutinize that a little bit more. But here, just to build to the fulfillment, right, of this particular reason, because we notice in this psalm, vanity occurs three times. Then the final word, I began off saying that there's some psalms that sometimes some of us, if we are honest like Johannes, then we would acknowledge and admit that, I love John, I love his word, but this part, I don't really like it, I don't really get it. It's something about, you know, like for example, the psalm has said, oh, spare me that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. It seems to have, you know, a sense of, it's an elegy, it's a blues, right? A Hebrew blues right here. Next point, we'eneni, and I am not. We'eneni, and I am not. I be, right, and I not be. Here he's saying, we'eneni, and I am not. The thing that we noticed when we looked up we'eneni with the wow, the vav, we'eneni, we found three places. We found three places within the scripture, the Hebrew scripture, where we have we'eneni. Two places in Job chapter 7, and the third place is this psalm. So that final, and be no more, and I am not, how does the KJV, yeah, the KJV is the same, and I be no more. And then there's also the part about taking comfort. Well, we find that in the Hebrew translation. In the KJV it says, that I may recover strength, or strength. So hasha mimeni. KJV brings out spear me. Now, this is interesting because though it is translated as spear me, the Hebrew sense is not really spear me. Right? The Hebrew sense is you know, gaze from me, regard from me in the sense of looking away from me. Right? Looking away from me. Like, you know, and it's bringing out even, I think, a Hefil kind of a sense of it, where it's like to look away from me, cause your gaze to turn away, me mainly, from me, right? And then the heat pile sense, it's not the heat pile here, but the heat pile sense of the verb is to look in dismay, to gaze about, right, in anxiety, right, to gaze about. Now, remember the first instance in Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. That's one that we should return to. You know, because the question is, the real question is, why and did Jehovah have respect, according to the English translation, to Abel's offering? And what kind of respect? What's this word, this sha'ah? Because the sha'ah appears here in the 13th verse, KJV, which says, spear me. But the spear me is look away from me, almost in the sense of don't gaze upon, gaze away. You gaze away from me. Right, regard away, respect away from me. I would like to say respect away from me, in that sense. Then he says, we're obliga. And here we have the word balag. Balag, Hebraically, the H1082, it means to break off, to loose. It can be used, balag, the root of obliga. Now, when he says obliga, when I say obliga, it's that I may, that I may, or we obliga. In the way he says, hashami meni, look away from me, we obliga. And I will brighten up, and I will cheer up, the sense of, and I will take comfort. Look away from me, and I will take comfort. The translator translates, look away from me in the Hebrew, that I may take strength. KJV says, oh, spare me, that I may recover strength. Now, the KJV right here, doesn't really do fully justice to the Hebrew. And even from the Hebrew, the English translation of Sefer Tehillim, it comes very close. But because of the wording, look away from me, that I may take comfort. The sense is, look away from me, and I will brighten up. I will cheer up. I will smile even. But getting to the root of balag, balag means to break off or to loose. It can be in a favorable or it can be in an unfavorable sense. That is to desist, to desist, to desist from grief. So when he says, vavliga, wa'abliga, wa'abliga, if I say, wa'abliga, look away from me, wa'abliga, and I will desist, I will cheer up, I'll desist from this elegy here, namely, Mizmor Lamed 8, you know, where he's going on concerning, surely, you know, every man is just like a shadow, is vain, you know, my age was my days, my age, my life is like nothing before you. Like he is really despondent. Even from the very beginning of the song, it kind of sets it up. The setup right there is from the get up right there, where he says, I will take heed to my ways that I don't sin with my tongue. You know, that I don't mess up, I don't miss the mark in what I'm saying. I will keep a curb. I will keep a curb on my mouth. Here's the key. While the wicked is before me. Now, that's the Hebrew there from the Hebrew. KJV says, I said I would take heed to my ways, yes, that I sin not with my tongue. So this is like one for one, right? Going on, it says, I will keep my mouth with a bridle. I will keep a curb on my mouth. I will keep my mouth with a bridle. While the wicked is before me. So what sort of situation, right, is Dawid, you know, is David, the well-beloved, and I and I, in, according to this psalm? I mean, what sort of context? What's the context here? He begins off saying that he's gonna take heed. He's going to take heed, right? He said, I said, and this brings out the Hebrew amarti. Amar, to say, right? Amarti, I have said. Eshmera derakai. Eshmera. From Shamar. Shamar means to protect, to guard. Shamar means to give heed, to watch, right? To like observe, like when we say Shamar, the Sabbath, to celebrate, to observe, to keep the Sabbath, to preserve, to protect. It is from the Hebrew root, right? The Hebrew root to hedge about. So the Shamar, the same word to protect, to guard, to observe, in that sense, to keep, in that sense, to guard, to hedge, to protect, to observe, means to hedge about. The sense is to hedge about with thorns. So the idea of the Hebrew root of Shamar, even in Eshmerah means I will Shamar, I will hedge about, Eshmerah Derakai, I will hedge about my Derek, Derakai, my ways, I will hedge about my ways. That is to say, I will guard. In a general sense, I will protect. I will attend to. In other words, I will be aware. I will be circumspect. Right? I will be aware. I will be circumspect. I will take heed to myself. I will keep myself. Right? Guard, hedge about my ways. Mark, look narrowly. Observe, preserve, regard, reserve, save, even to save myself by watching what I say. Right? Be sure. And Shamar can also, in some context of translation, you know, that lay wait for, right? I will lay wait for something that's going to mess up my ways, right? It'd be like a watchman of my ways. So he opens up right there, and then he goes one step further and say, I'm going to do this because, right, or so that I sin not with my tongue, so that I don't sin. May chito vilishoni. May chito vilishoni. May, the word, the preposition may has a sense of may from chito, from ucking, from sinning, may chito, right, from falling short, may chito, from sinning, from missing the way, from going wrong, from incurring guilt, from forfeiting. Now chito, chata, also has a sense of purify from uncleanness, but that is like offering the sin offering, offering the uck offering for the uck. Therefore, the uck is done away with. You know what I'm saying? But here, he's saying, so that I don't miss the goal or the path of what's right and what's duty, so I don't incur guilt, right, or incur the penalty of ha-chet, of the chet, the chat-yat, and thus forfeit. So I won't bear the loss, I won't have to make a sin offering. That's to purify from uckery, right? I won't miss the mark, right? I won't be condemned. I won't lose myself. I won't wander away from the path. All of this is contained in what he's saying, but directly he's saying from missing, from lack, in that sense, from missing the mark, from lack, from being caught lacking. Mei chito bi lishoni, by way of my tongue, that my tongue won't cause, you know, like you won't write no check, you know, write a check with your mouth that you can't cash, in other words. Figuratively, generally, in the Christian and the religious translated sense, the word sin, but getting to what is actually being said. The inference is forfeit, lack, expiate. And that's context, repent, because of some uckery I done did said, right, is what he's saying. And then he says, I will keep a curb upon my mouth. KJV says, I will keep my mouth with a bridle. So here, again, we have eshmera. The shamar, eshmera. Eshmera. Eshmera is in the sense of I will. I will shamar. Eshmera. Right? Eshmera lefi. I will guard lefi. I will like guard for my mouth. Machsom. Machsom. What's a machsom? Machsom, machsom. Machsom is a muzzle. Machsom is a bridle. It's from the Hebrew root chasam. Chasam. Chasam means to stop up, to stop something up, to muzzle it. Right? The analogy of the muzzle is like to stop the nose. You know, almost like, right? They stop their nose. So in the sense of what Dawid is saying right here, he's saying, Eshmera lefi, I'm going to guard my mouth, machson, with a muzzle by stopping it. You know, almost like the context, I'm like, put my hand over my mouth. I'm not going to say nothing. Right? Be'od, rasha, le negdi. Be'od. Wow. Be'od. Like, be'od, wow. The Rasha, right? While the Rasha is before me, while the wicked or the ratchet is before me. Let's just bring this out right here, the Od, just to share the Od right here, the Od, right? What is the Od, right? The Od. The Od come from, in the root is the Od with the preposition be'od, right? Be'od, as far as, even to, until, up to, while, it's a preposition. And the context of the preposition right here, be'od, has a sense of while, right? While, like while, until, during this time, you know, during this space or this time or even up to this time, while the wicked, the Rasha, often, you know, is said as the wicked. The Rasha is the wicked in the sense of the criminal, the one who is guilty, the one who is guilty of a crime, the one who is, that's the first sense of Rasha. So Rasha, really one is not really Rasha until they are adjudicated by Jalor being Rasha. So their rashness, their wickedness, right? You know, you say somebody's wicked and this person's wicked, but it might not, it doesn't line up, right? So it has a context of jalor, right? That why the guilty one, the criminal, to bring out the religious, biblical, scriptural context, the wicked. And but who is the wicked? The wicked is one who is hostile to Hashem. It's hostile to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. That's the context of the wicked, one who's hostile. Right, to Jah and to Jahweh. Wicked, also guilty of sin. One who has missed the mark against Jah or against man. Right? Against Jah, because one's wickedness may be, you know, some people have this idea, well, forget about men, men and people and da-da-da-da. I'm all about God, just me and God. That's delusional. That's delusional. Right? That is highly delusional, because you can't say you're going to right God, right, and you go around wronging all men. You know what I mean? Just straight up right there. So the sense of the Hebrew, the H7563 for Rasha, ratchet, wicked, is the wrong in the sense of the morally, quote-unquote, wrong, or the one who is actively. See, it's Rasha, if a case of two people come before the Bema and the Torah, right? And two people otherwise, you know, have good standing, but now they have a dispute amongst them. Now, the right one, right, is the tzedek, and the guilty one is the rasha. In the case, this does not mean it becomes like a stamp or a mark on them, but in the case of rasha being used in this context, it's saying those who are actively, right, actively ba'ad, right, actively condemned, actively guilty, thus the ungodly. This word also translates ungodly. The one that did the wrong in a case or a matter is the rasha. Therefore, they are the guilty one. You know what I mean? When they, you know, do the restitution, you know, offering, do what they need to do, make the other party whole, so forth and so on, according to Jah law, right? That basically is done. That is, it's like a wrap. They have made it good. It has become good again. But Dawid, Here it's saying while the Rasha Linegdi, Negdi, Negdi, while the Ratchet is Neged, Neged to Ani, Neged to Ani Linegdi, right? While, and Negdi means what's conspicuous, what is in front of, straightforward, right? What's in front of oneself. So when the Rasha, also Rasha, at the Passover Seder, there are four kinds of children. Traditional Passover Seder, there's four kinds of children. One of the children is called Rasha. Now, there it doesn't define in the Passover Seder that the Rasha child is the one who is, they don't say, oh, the wicked child. But the Rasha, there the word is brought out as the defiant. So those who are defiant also can be considered to be Rasha. You know what I mean? To be Rasha. So before your face, what's in front of your face? Neged, in view of a purpose, right? So the sense is in front of. And it's interesting because that word there is also used with like help meet. When it says that about, you know, the woman, you know, being that help meet, right? It's that Ezra Negdo, Ezra, like that help that's in front of you, that's in your face, you know what I mean, as well. So like a counterpart, right? While the wicked, right, is counterpart to me, is before me, right? He's going to watch. So the context of him watching what he's saying, taking heed to his ways, keeping a strict watch over his emotions, not allowing his emotions to make his tongue say something, right? So he says, Amarti, I've said. Where? The idea is in his heart, but even in that sense, the meaning for today's understanding would be, I determined, Amarti, like Amarti. I determined, Eshmara Derakai, right? I determined to take heed to guard my ways. Mechit Oav Yilashoni, right? That I don't sin with my tongue. Eshmara Lefi, right? Eshmara, I will guard my mouth from Machsom with a muzzle. I'd stop it up, right? Stop it up, right? In a physical sign language, like to put a finger over my mouth. Be'or Rasha Lenegdi, right? While the wicked, the ratchet, right, is like feet lafit, mamarinya, like it's, you know, face is before me, is in my presence, is in my perception. Right? Sin not with the tongue. Now that's one context there. Now the context in the psalm is often brought out as railing against Jah, right? Railing against Jah, railing against God, railing against Hashem for his apparent injustice. The context of the psalm brings out a sense that Dawid here is somewhat railing against HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be His name, for what appears to be Jah's injustice when Dawid and even I and I contrast I and I fate, right, the Davidic fate, right, with that of Harasha, with that of the Rishayim, the ratchet, right, the defiant ones, the wicked, the criminally guilty, the habitually ratchet people, right. Similarly, here's what's interesting, similarly, Job, Eob, right, Job, sin not with his lips. We have this in Job chapter 2, verse 10. And when he uses this term of muzzle or bridle, as the KJV says, bridle or curb, the machson, this is used of an animal bridle. So here, if we look at the Hebrew metaphysics of it, right, is he literally going to put a bridle, an animal bridle on his mouth? No, he's not literally going to do that. But in the same way as one would bridle an animal, he is saying that his tongue and his emotion, you know, is on that animalistic, right, that animalistic level. He's going to tame his wilder urges. He want to wild out. He just want to, ah, you want to, ah. And in a sense, in today's psalm, he kind of does do that, right? While the wicked is before me, while they are still in my presence, lest his words, lest I and I words. You know, like you might not want to say something, like those of you who have faith in true good, the true God, sometimes you might not want to say something, you know, as you're going through your ups and downs, splashing, dashing, you know, restless sea moments. You don't want to say certain things in front of certain people, you know what I'm saying? Because they'll be like, oh, I thought you believed in Jah. I thought such and such. You know what I mean? You don't want your words spoken in their hearing and them hearing, the I, be an offense to highly I. Ha'el, the Most High, to the true good, the true God. So this is a little something here to get a better sense of what's going on here, what's going on right here in today's psalm, because then when we get to the third verse, essentially the third verse, he says that his heart went ham. His heart went ham. Ham libi. My heart waxed hot, bikarbi, within me. Bahagigi, Tivar Esh, while I was musing the fire, Tivar Esh. Dibarti, Bielishoni. Dibarti, I spoke, then I spoke, I spoke. Be a lishoni,
be
a lishoni,
be
a lishoni,
be
a lishoni,
be
a lishoni,
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 a lishoni.
I'm gonna testify.
Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah, 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 Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah, 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 Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more.
Mizmor lametet, lam natseyach lidutun, mizmor le David. אמרתי אשמרה דרכי מחתו ולשוני, אשמרה לפי מחסום בעוד רשע לנגדי. נעלמתי דומיה, החשיתי מטוב, וכאבי נעקר. חם ליבי בקרבי, בהגיגי תבער אש, דיברתי בלשוני. הודיעני אדוני קיצי, ומידת ימי מהי, אדעה מחדל אני. הנה תפחות נתת ימי, וחלדי כאין נגדך. אך כל הבל, כל אדם ניצב סלע. אך בצלם יתהלך איש, אך הבל יהמיון, יצבור ולא ידע מי אוספם. ועתה מה קיוויתי אדוני, תוכלתי לך היא. מכל פשעי הצילני, חרפת נבל אל תשימני. נעלמתי לא אפתח פי, כי אתה עשית. הסר מעלי נגעך, מתגרת ידך אני חליתי. בתוכחות על עוון ניסרת איש, ותמס כעש חמודו,
אך הבל כל אדם סלע. שמעה תפילתי אדוני ושבעתי האזינה, אל דמעתי אל תחרש, כי גר אנוכי עמך, תושב ככל אבותי. השע ממני ואבליגה, בטרם אלך ואינני.
שמע ישראל, הא מדרש מזמור ל"ט. שמע ישראל, הא מדרש מזמור ל"ט. Psalm 39, a midrash on today's psalm. Lam natzeach, li ditun, li dutun, mizmor le'asaf. Amarti, eshmera derakai, meya chato vilshoni, eshmera lefiya machsom, be'odarasha, le negadi. For the leader, for Jedutun, a psalm of David, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not, that I uck up not with my tongue. Lam natzeach li dutun mizmor le David. For the leader, for the chief musician, lam natzeach li dutun, the kere li dutun, the keti li ditun le detun, mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Amarti, amarti, amarti. I said, Amarti, Eshmera derakai. I will take heed to my ways. Eshmera derakai. Meyachito vilshoni, that I sin not. Meyachito vilshoni, be lishoni, that I sin not with lishoni, with my tongue. Lanatriach li dutun mizmor litawi. Amarti, Eshmera derakai. Here, opening verse, Aleph verse, first verse Hebraically. David's meditation, David's agitation is to be considered in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in the Mishle, Shlomo, in the Mashal, in Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Ma inne rak yashiva chema udevar esev ya'ile af. A soft answer, a soft answer. Ma inne, ma inne rak turneth away wrath yashiv chema ma inne rak. Yashib chema, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Ma inne rak yashib chema u debar etzeb. But a grievous word, but a grievous u debar etzeb u debar etzeb ya ille af stirreth up ya ille causes to rise up ya ille af anger. Ma inne rak yashiba chema u devar etzeb ya'ile af. An evil tongue is more grievous than idolatry. An evil tongue is more grievous than idolatry. Bamidbar, in the wilderness, when the Bnei Yisrael sinned, when they ucked up and made the golden calf, so-called the molten calf, when the Bnei Yisrael ucked up and made the molten calf, it was only after they had also sinned, ucked up with their mouths, that the decree of their punishment was sealed. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 1 and 34, the Lord heard the voice of your words, ends with wrath. Yahweh Jehovah heard the voice of your words and was wroth and was wrath
and was wrath and was wrath.
Vayishma Yahweh et kol divrechem vayikatof vayishava lemor. And Jehovah heard the voice of your words. Vayishma Yahweh et kol divrechem and was wroth. Vayiktof. Jehovah heard. He who be who he be heard. Vayishma, Yahweh. The voice of your words. Etekola, Dibrekem. And was wroth. Vayiktof. And as is also said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers, Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, as I live, saith the Lord, surely as ye, as y'all have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Emor Elehem, Chayani Anum Yahuwah, Im Lo Ka'asher Dibartem, Be'aznai, Ken E'eset Lachem, say to them, Emor Elehem, say to them, Chai ani num Yahuwah, as I live, chai ani, as I live, num Yahuwah, saith he who be who he be, the oracle of he who be who he be, num Yahuwah, im lo ka'asher dibartem bi aznai, surely as ye, as y'all have spoken in mine ears, im lo ka'asher dibartem bi'aznai, so will I do to you. Ken e'eset lachem, so will I do to you. Ken e'eset lachem. Emor elehem, chayani num Yahuwah, im lo ka'asher dibartem bi'aznai, ken e'eset lachem. Say to them, chayani num Yahuwah, as I live, oracle of he who be, we be, surely as ye, as y'all have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you, so will I do to y'all. Mark that the verse, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, that the verse here does not say, quote, ye, y'all have wearied Jehovah with your deeds, end quote. The verse does not say that y'all have wearied Jehovah with your deeds, but it says, ye, y'all, have wearied Jehovah with your words. Even here, Malachi chapter 2, verse 17. Ye, y'all, have wearied he who be who he be with your words. Hoga'item Yahuwah b'divreichem. Ye, y'all, have wearied he who be who he be. Hoga'item Yahuwah with your words. Bi-divrekem. Hoga'item Yahuwah. Bi-divrekem. Y'all have wearied Jehovah with your words. Similarly, it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 3 and 8, for Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. For Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. Ki kashla Yerushalayim wi Yehuda nafal ki lishonam uama alaleihem li Yehovah lamrota ainaya kovodo. For Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, is ruined. Ki kashla Yerushalayim, and Judah, Yehuda, is fallen. We Yehuda nafal, because their tongue. Ki lishonam, and their doings. Uama alaleihem, are against he who be we be, are against Jehovah, Eli Yehovah, to provoke the eyes of his glory. Lamrota aineya kovodo. Ki kashla Yerushalayim, we Yehuda nafal. Kia lishonama uama alaleihem li Yehuwah lamrota ainaya kovodo. And again, even in Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 8, it reads, my heritage has become to me as a lion in the forest. She have uttered her voice against me, therefore have I hated her. My heritage is become to me, to I, as a lion in the forest. She have uttered her voice against me, against I. Therefore have I hated her. Therefore have I hated her. Haitali nachlati k'aryeya vayara Natana alaya bi kolaha al ken se netiha. My heritage has become to me, is become to I. Haita li nachelati, as a lion, k'arye, in the forest, bayar, she hath uttered her voice against me. Natana alai bi olaha, natana alai bi olaha, therefore have I hated her. Al kain sinetiha, haita li nachelati. K'aye vayar natna alai be kolaha alken sinetiha.
Hear, a little commentary here on the Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 8. The King James Version reads it as this: mine heritage is to me as a lion in the forest. It crieth out against me. Therefore have I hated it. Now, Bamarinian Metzav Kedus, we have Riste Bedor and Dala and Besa. Hona binyalich, dimfwan anisata binyalich, silazi telechatalo. So here even the Metzav Kedus, the authorized Amharic Bible, the revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, brings it out, as well as the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, Hebraically, what we have right here, Bebrayist, in the Hebrew says, haitali nachlati k'aye vayar, k'aye vayar. It says, my heritage is become to me, haitali nachlati. Bamarinya, riste bedor indale, indale, right? My heritage, bedor, in the forest, bedor in dale, is like anbesa. Now, anbesa here, like ke arye vayar or ke arye vayar in the yaar, in the forest. So the arye here, we can have lebona in the Hebrew. We can have anbesa situ here. The anbesa, or the arye Hebraically, is now qualified by the verb that brings out Hona binyalich, the haita li nachlati ke arye vayar. Here we have natna, she gave natna alai against me, against I, bi kolaha. So here the kolaha with the final he brings out her voice. We have kol kolo, his voice, bi kolaha, by way of her voice, natna, a lie, she gave against I, bi kolaha. Here, Bamarinya, the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, bimtzwan, anista binyalich, she has lifted up against me, bimtzwan, her voice, corresponding with the Masoretic here in Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, natna, a lie, bi kolaha, al kain. Al-Kain, therefore, or upon, like on for sure, the sense of therefore, Bamarinya, Sile, because Z, because of this, Al-Kain, Sinetiha, Al-Kain, Sinetiha, Sile Z, Telchatalo, I have hated, repulsed, I have hated her. So here, the Hebrew brings it out, the Metzav Kedus, the Royal Amharic brings it out. The Hebrew translation here into the English is, my heritage has become to me as a lion in the forest. She has uttered her voice against me, against I, therefore have I hated her. This is covered up by the KJV, where instead of her, has it. Also, what is not brought out, we're looking at the KJV right here, says, my heritage is to me as a lion in the forest. It crieth out against me. The Hebrew and the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzav Kedus, emphasizes her voice. Bamarinya in the Amharic, dimtzwan. Dimtzwa, dimtzwan. In the Hebrew, bikolaha. Her, kolaha. By way of her, against I, by way of her voice, she has uttered her voice. This is not brought out fully. It cries out against me. She has uttered her voice against me.
she, Dimswan, Anista Binyalich, Anista Binyalich, Natana Alai, Bikolaha. She gave against I by way of in her voice. She gave, she uttered her voice against I. Al-Kain, Al-Kain, therefore, Sinetiha, Al-Kain, Sinetiha, Silazi, Telechatalo. So here, just bringing this sense out right here, the context of it that often does not get fully translated, right? The male and the feminine, the double, the divine, double helix, as we call it, aspects, that is very important to understanding and receiving the true spirit, the spirit of the word. But does the Lord, does Adonai, Adonai, does Yahweh, Jehovah hate Israel? But does Jehovah hate Yisrael, hate Israel, his heritage, because of her voice? Hear, the question. But does Jehovah hate Yisrael, his heritage, because of her voice? Rather, does he not love her? Does he not love her because of her voice? As is said even in Shir HaShari, Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14. Let me hear thy voice. Make I hear thy voice. Is it not written? Hashem'ini eta kolech. Make I to hear thy voice. Hashem'ini eta kolech. Kolech. Speaking to she, Hashem'ini eta kolech. Let me make I hear thy voice. Hashem'ini eta kolech. Does he not love her because of her voice? As it is written, Hashem'ini eta kolech. The fact is that he loves her because of her voice, and he hates her because of her voice. The fact is that he loves her because of her voice, and he hates her because of her voice. Say then that, according to Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Say then that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Mavet v'chayim b'yad lashon. Death and life. Mavet v'chayim. Mawet. Mawet v'chayim. Mawet. Mavet. Death. Mawet v'chayim. And life and lives. Maweta v'chayim. B'yad. In the power or b'yad. In the hand. B'yad lashon. B'yad lashon. Death and life are in the hand of the tongue. Maweta v'chayim. B'yad Lashon. Mavet v'chayim. Mavet v'chayim. Death and life. Confer, compare. Ecclesiastes 37 and 18. Good and evil, life and death, and that which ruleth over them continually, itinually, is the tongue. The moral here, cautious speech may preserve life, as rash talk can imperil it. Mawet v'chayim b'yad lashon. And here, Metzaf Kedus, the Metzaf Mesale, chapter 18, verse 21, Pamarinya. Motna hiwet b'melas ij nacho. Death and life. Mot ina, motna, death and hiwet and life. B'melas in the tongue ij, in the hand of the tongue. B'melas ij nacho, they are. Motna hiwet b'melas ij nacho. Al-Kin Silazi, therefore, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue, that I utter up not with my tongue. Amarti eshmera derachai meyachito vilshoni. I said, Amarti eshmera derachai. I would take heed. Eshmera derachai. I would take heed to derachai. Derachai, my ways. Mechito, from uckery, from sin, that I sin not from sin. Vilshoni, bilshoni, by way of my tongue, from sinning. Mechito, bilshoni. Amarti, eshmera derachai. Meyachito vilshoni. It happened once that a king of Persia was about to die. As he grew exceeding weak, his physician said, "There can be no remedy for thee until they bring thee the milk of a lioness that thou must drink until thou art healed." So Hamelech, the king, the Nagus, the king sent his servants who took much money, enough money with them, to Solomon, to Shlomo, Ben David, son of David. Thereupon Solomon sent and summoned Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, whom he asked, "How can we get the milk of a lioness?" Benaiah replied, "Give me 10 she-goats." Then Benaiah and the king's servants went to a lion's den, in which a lioness was giving suck to her whelps. The first day he stood afar and threw one goat to her that she devoured, she ate up. The second day Benaiah came a little nearer and threw another goat. And thus, like this, he continued day by day. At the end of 10 days, he was close to the lioness, so that as he played with her, he touched her dugs and took some of her milk and went on his way. Then the king's servants went back to Solomon. He dismissed them in peace, and they went on their way. While they were midway in their journey, the physician, who was with the king's servants, had a dream in which he saw the parts of his body arguing with one another. The feet were saying, "Among all the parts, there are none like us. Had we not walked, he would not have been able to fetch any of the milk." The hands replied, saying, "There are none like us. Had we not touched the lioness, he would not now be carrying any of the milk." The eyes said, "We are of greater worth than any of you. Had we not shown him the way, nothing at all would have been accomplished." The heart spoke, saying, "I am of greater worth than any of you. Had I not given counsel, you would not have succeeded at all in the errand." But the tongue spoke up and said, "I am better than you. Had it not been for speech, what would you have done?" Then all the parts replied, saying to the tongue, "Art thou not afraid to compare thyself with us? Thou that art lodged in a place of obscurity and darkness, thou indeed in whom there is not a single bone such as there is in all the other parts?" But the tongue declared, "This very day you are going to acknowledge that I rule you." As the physician woke up from his sleep, he kept the dream in his heart and went on his way. He came to the king, to Hamelech, to the Nagus, and said, "Here's the milk of a bitch, which we went to fetch for thee. Drink it." Immediately, Hamelech, the king, the Nagus, immediately the king became angry with the physician and ordered that he be hanged. As he went out to be hanged, all the parts began to tremble. The tongue said to them, "Did I not tell you this day that there is nothing to you? If I save you now, will you admit that I rule you?" They said, "Yes." Then the tongue said to those who were about to hang the physician, "Bring me back to the king." They brought the physician back to the king, and he asked the king, "Why didst thou order to have me hanged?" The king replied, "Because thou broughtest the milk of a bitch to me." He asked Hamelech, the king, the Nagus, "What does that matter to thee? It will cure thee. Besides, a lioness can be called a bitch." The king then took some of the milk and drank and was healed. And so, since it was proved that the milk was the milk of a lioness, the physician was dismissed in peace. Thereupon all the parts said to the tongue, "Now do we confess to thee that thou rulest all the parts." Of this it is written, even in Mishlei, even in the Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs 18:21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Motanahiwet bemelas ij nacho. Maveta ve chayim biyad lashon. Death and life, Mawet with Chayim, are in the power, Biyad, in the hand, Biyad Lashon. Mawet with Chayim, Biyad Lashon. Motna Hiwet, Be Melas Ij Nacho. And so David declared, Amarti Eshmera Derakai, Meyachito Avil Lashoni. I said, Amarti, I said, I will take heed to my ways, Eshmera Derakai, that I sin not, that I uck up not with my tongue. May chito be elshoni. Behold, what the tongue offers is better than all other offerings. As is said, even in Psalm 69, Hebraically, verse 31 to 32, I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it shall please the Lord better than that bull calf or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it shall please the Lord better than that bull calf or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. Hear, Mizmor Samech 8, Psalm 69, Psalm LXIX, Mizmor Samech 8. It halilah shem Elohim abeshir, va it gadleinu v'toda v'titav laYahuah mishor par markin mafris. I will praise the name of God with a song. It halilah shem Elohim b'shir, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Wa'e gadleinu b'todah, and it shall please Yahuwah Jehovah better than that bullock, better than a bullock. V'titab, v'titab, v'titab la Yahuwah mi shor par, that hath horns and hoofs, makrin, mafris. Ehalla shem Elohim abeshir, wa e gadleinu abitoda, we titav la Yahuwah mi shor par, makrin, mafris. If it was a bull calf, how could it be a bullock? And if a bullock, how a bull calf? The verse it means, however, that what the tongue offers pleases Yahuwah Jehovah even more than that bull calf that Adam offered in place of a bullock for thanksgiving, saying, even here, according to Psalm 92, Hebraically the second verse, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. Tov lehodot la Yahuwah, it is good, tov, to give thanks, lehodot, to Jehovah, la Yahuwah, Ova lehodot la Yahuwah. Adam's offering took place on Yom HaKippurim, on the Day of Atonement, and corresponded to the service of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Elika Kahinat. Of that, it is said even in Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 16, verse 3. Herewith shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering. Bezota yavo aheron illa hakodesh be far ben bakar le chataata ve ayila le olla. Herewith shall Aaron come into the holy place. Bezot yavo aheron illa hakodesh with a young bullock. Bifar ben bakar, for a sin offering. Lechatat, for a sin offering. And a ram for a burnt offering. Ve'ayil le'ola. Bizota yabo aheron illa hakodesh. Bifar ben bakar lechatat. Ve'ayil le'ola. By the words that had horns and hoofs, by the words, markin, mafris, that had horns and hoofs, is meant that the bull calf that Adam offered had horns before he had hoofs. And here, Midrash note, the theory was that fully formed animals emerged out of the ground, and so they had horns before they have hoofs, some say. Here, Midrash note. For the verses to be read, that had horns and then hoofs. That had horns and then hoofs. Over there, it was taught. Here, Midrash note, over there, that is in Palestine. Over there, it was taught. The bull calf that Adam offered had one horn in his forehead. For what the verse really says is, a bull calf that had a horn, makrin, and hoofs, mafris. Note that makrin, mem, kof, resh, nun, as written, it calls for the pronunciation of mi-koran, meaning it had one horn. Mi-koran, meaning it had one horn. And here, midrash note, the absence of the yod, in the hifil form, makrin, is taken advantage of to achieve this toward the force, Hebraically speaking. So instead of reading as the Masoretic Makrin, there's the absence of a yod, in the Hif'il form of Makrin. And thus here, note that Makrin is written, Masoretically calls for the pronunciation of Mi-Koran, which would mean it had one horn. Ehala Shem Elohim Bishir. I will praise the name of Elohim with a song. Ehala Shem Elohim Bishir, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Why e gadaleinu bitoda? Why e gadaleinu bitoda? And will magnify him. Why e gadaleinu? With thanksgiving in giving of thanks, b'todah, and it shall please Jehovah, v'titav la'Yahuwah, and it shall please he who be who he be, Jehovah, better than that bull calf, v'titav la'Yahuwah, mishor, par, or bullock that had horns and hoofs. Makrin mafris. Ehala shem Elohim bishir. Wa'e gadleinu vitoda. Vititav la Yahuwah. Mishor par. Makrin mafris. 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 Mafris.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is His imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
מזמור למתת, למנצח לדדון, מזמור לדוד. אמרתי אשמרה דרכי, מחתו ולשוני, אשמרה לפי מחסום, בעוד רשע לנגדי. נעלמתי דומיה, וחשיתי מטוב, וכאבי נעקר. חם ליבי בקרבי, בהגיגי תבער אש, דיברתי בלשוני. הודיעני אדוני קיצי, ומדת ימי מהי, הדעה מחדל אני. הנה תפחות נתת ימי, וחלדי כאי נגדך, אך כל הבל, כל אדם ניצב סלע. אך בצלם יתהלך איש, אך הבל יהמיון, יצבור ולא ידע מי אוספם. ועתה מה קיוויתי אדוני, תוכלתי לחי, מכל פשעי הצילני, חרפת נבל אל תשימני. נעלמתי לא אפתח פי, כי אתה עשית, הסר מעלי נגעך, מתגרת ידך אני חליתי. בתוכחות על אבון יסרת איש, ותמס כעש חמודו, אך הבל כל אדם סלע. שמעה תפילתי אדוני, ושבעתי האזינה, אל דמעתי אל תחרש, כי גר אנוכי עמך, תושב ככל אבותי. השע ממני ואבליגה, בטרם אלך ואינני.
Another comment on for the leader, for Jedutun, Lanatseyach, Li Dutun, Jedutun, refers to the profession of judges and their judgments. Lanatseyach, Li Dutun, Yedutun, Jedutun, refers to the profession of judges and their judgments. Here, Midrash note on today's Psalm Mizmor Lamed Tet, Psalm 39, Psalm XXXIX. Here, the word Jedutun, is here derived from dat, or judgment, decree. The Hebrew dat, judgment or decree. Here, the name, the word Yedutun, is here derived from the Hebrew dat. Judgment, decree, dot. Therefore, the Mizmor continues, I will take heed to my ways
that I sin not with my tongue. Eshmerah derakai, meyachitoa vilashoni. So as not to pervert judgment. And another mizmor, another psalm, namely Psalm 119, verse 23, reads, even though princes sit and talk against me, thy servant doth meditate in thy statutes. Even though princes sit and talk against thy servant doth meditate in thy statutes. Gam yashvu sarim bi ni dabaru avdeka yasiach bechukeka. Even though also princes sit, gam yashvu sarim, and talk against me, against I, bi ni dabaru. Gam yashvu sarim bi ni dabaru. Thy servant, Abdeka, doth meditate, Yasiach, in thy statutes. Bechukeka, bechukeka. Tama yashbu sari, bi niya debaru, Abdeka, Yasiach, bechukeka. I will keep a curb upon my mouth. Hear. Eshmerah lefi machsom. Eshmerah lefi machsom. I will keep a curb upon my mouth. Is there such a thing as a curb for a man's mouth? The verse means, however, I shall keep silent and not occupy myself with idle words, only with words of Torah. I will keep a curb upon my mouth. Eshmerah lefi machsom. These words, they mean, I shall keep silence and not occupy myself with idle words, only with words of Torah. Judge, direction, instructions, words of Torah. So too, it is said, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Even here in the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, 15:4, Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim, a wholesome tongue, Marpe Lashon, a healing tongue, or here, a soothing tongue, Marpe Lashon, a wholesome tongue, Eitz Chaim, is a tree of life, a healing tongue, Marpe Lashon, Eitz Chaim, tree of life, Eitz Chaim, meaning Torah, Eitz Chaim, tree of lives, tree of life, Eitz Chaim, meaning HaTorah, meaning the Torah, Jah's directions, instructions. Here in the Hebrew, Marpe Lashon, Marfe Lashon, a soothing tongue, a wholesome tongue. Literally, Hebraically, when it is a tongue that heals, marpe lashon, marfe lashon, soothes the feeling of the person it addresses, is wholesome, is healing to the person it addresses. Eitz chayim, a tree of life, to the man who has such a tongue. Marpe lashon, eitz chayim. Meaning Torah. From this you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart, the Isle of One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, gave HaTorah, the Torah, the directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, gave HaTorah to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, to the children of Israel, to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, that they should not busy themselves with idle words, nor be busy with evil tongues. So the Mizmor, the Psalm says, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not, that I uck up not with my tongue. Eshmerah derakai. So, too, Scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7,
These words, thou shalt speak them. These words, thou shalt speak them. V'hayu ha-devarim ha-ele asher anoki nez'auka hayom ala le'vaveka. And these words, ha-devarim ha-ele, and these words that I command thee, I, this day, shall be upon thy heart. V'hayu ha-debarim ha-el asher anoki mi'zauka hayom ala li'vabeka. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6, hear, verse 7. V'shinantam li'vaneka v'dibarta bam v'shivateka v'beiteka uva u'v'le'kat. Lekteka uva lekteka va dereka uve shakavitka uve shakabika uve umeka. And thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children. We shinantama libaneka. And thou shalt teach them diligently. We shinantam libaneka to thy sons, to thy children. With dibarta bam, and shall talk and shall speak with dibarta, speaking bam in them. With dibarta bam, bishibateka, when thou sittest bebeteka in thy house. Ua be leketeka, and when thou walkest baderek, by the way. Uabe shakabika, and when thou liest down. Uabe umeka, and when thou, the eye, risest up. We shinantama libaneka, we dibarta bama, be shibateka, be beiteka, uabe leketeka, baderek. Padareka, uabe shakabika, uabe kumeka, and thou shalt teach them diligently, wishinantam libaneka to thy children, and shall talk of them, with dibarta bam, shall talk, speak, bam, in them, with dibarta bam. These words, Dibarim ha'ele, shinantam, teaching diligently. Dibartabam, speaking them, speaking in them. That is, thou shalt speak words of Torah, of Jah's direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty, not slander nor idle words. Likewise, David asked, who wishes to have life in the olam haba, in the world to come? And they replied, no man can have it. David replied, but it can be had, and at a low price. When scripture asks, who is the man that desires life? Who? Here, Mizmor Lame Dalet, Psalm 34, verse 13. Mi ha'ish he'chafetz chayim. Who is the man that desireth life? Mi ha'ish he'chafetz chayim. Mi ha'ish. Who is the man? Who is the ish? Mi ha'ish he'chafetz chayim. That desireth he'chafetz life chayim. Mi ha'ish he'chafetz chayim. The question it means, who is he who wants, who seeks life in the olam haba, in the world to come? And they ask, but how can one have such life, such chayim? David answered, by keeping thy tongue from evil. Nitzora lishonka me'ra'a. Keeping thy tongue from evil. Nitzora. Nitzor lishonka Nitzor, keeping, guarding. Nitzor, lishon kad, I tongue. Meira, meira, meira. Nitzor, lishon ka, meira. Keeping, keep thy tongue from evil. Here, here, second part of Psalm 34, verse 14. That is from slander. Of that it is said, stilled be the lying lips that speak against the righteous. Stilled be the lying lips that speak against the righteous. Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Psalm 31, Hebraically verse 19. Te alam na sifte shaker ha dovrot ala tzadika atak de gaewata wa buz. May the lying lips be dumb. Te alamna, te lamna, te alamna, sifte shaker. May the lying lips be dumb, stilt. Te lamna, sifte shaker. May the lying lips be stilt that speak against the righteous, who speak arrogantly against the righteous. Ha dobrot al tzadik atak. Telamna sifte shaker ha dovrota al tzadika atak bigavata vavuz. Stilt, stilt be the lying lips that speak against the righteous arrogantly with pride and contempt. Lips that prevent thee from ever, ever, ever saying, according to the words of Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Psalm 31, verse 20, oh, how abundant is thy goodness that thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, I. Ma rava tuveka asher safanta li reka
Let them keep talking. Whoa, whoa, bark if you're barking. Oh yes, let them talk, keep them talking. Hey, we're gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Who of ears to hear, let them hear. And who of eyes to see, let them see. No one in this world can stop me, cause I'm protected by the Almighty. Jah is with me wherever I go. Keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking. Oh yes, we've got a lot more coming. Talk, keep them talking. And I know we're gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking. Yeah, we've got a lot more coming. Let them say what they wanna say, what they do wanna say. Jai's I guide day by day, and he's I help in everywhere. Talk, keep them talking. I'm gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Talk, keep them talking. Oh, we're gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Let them pass all the dirty remarks. If they were dogs, then they would bark. Shoot them, don't know them, gonna soon die. Just like old chops, I'm gonna put them to park. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, yeah. Oh, 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 keep them talking, yeah. Oh, 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 well, let them talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Who have ears to hear, let them hear. And who have eyes to see, let them see. No one in the world can stop.
Musical news is...
Terrorize me. They look and I say, I just see no. Torah is the law.